Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Try to go the distance on the opening drive. There's Kittle. Season.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My bad. It's Friday, man.
Go ahead. I thought you said you were going to do something.
I got it all out. I thought you said you were. No, we were talking about Jalen Johnson during the break.
Okay, now, what were we talking about before?
Willard sent us a text. Let me just read it. My bad, Steiny. Damn. I'm to both of us. I'm trying to think of another situation like you guys are discussing where any big time extension eligible player was told to just show up and play on that final year. Can't think of one. No chance he shows to camp. And he's got a great point. So basically Brock Purdy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said it was unrealistic.
So you risk that. I got you. And I think it's unrealistic to think he's playing. You ain't saying it's Steiny or anything, but they're writing it. It ain't performance or you get yanked. I just don't believe it.
I think it should be. Isn't that the way it is for every quarterback?
But you already know what you have.
No,
you've married Brock Purdy. You put a ring on it, Steiny. He's been in the hospital. He's out. Go out there. You ain't playing for your job.
Of course he is. I mean, I'm just playing the semantic game here, obviously. But, like, to me, okay, he's your starter. He's going back into the lineup. You got a good backup. He better be good. Like, what is wrong with that part of it?
Because now I believe if we look at Max Workstein, what was it, 5-3?
Yep.
Okay. That ain't exactly 8-0 anymore. So when we say play the hot hand, is the stove really still on? And I'm not blaming Mac. Like, they've lost.
It's not about hot hand.
Are they scoring 40 a game? No.
I think
maybe he might add something to what Mac's not done. And I don't hear a lot of people saying that.
I think it's going to be fairly obvious whether Purdy is better than Mac Jones, the same as Mac Jones, or not as good as Mac Jones over the next couple games.
But do you think it's fair, and I'm not caping for Brock, that he's rusty too?
I got to tell you.
So I got to believe they know he's rusty too.
That
means something.
Here's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you're 6-4. And
you're outside of the playoffs. I'm just saying, Steiny, you're eighth.
Right. But you have two games against teams you're competing with, and you've got your starting quarterback. Like, all I'm saying is, I don't think Brock Purdy's earned the right to quarterback the 49ers out of the playoff picture at this point.
Even though he's taking you to a Super Bowl and two NFC championship games.
That's what I'm saying.
I differ with you, Steiny.
I mean, I can't let him finish out the season 2-5 if it's obvious that he hasn't reached the level that Mac Jones has already reached this year.
Okay, but what message are you sending to Brock if you did yank him for two bad games? What would that... You're setting yourself up for just a circus of just chaos.
Okay.
Maybe
and what
even
about
among
the
your
circus?
Own team.
What about the circus when you go 0-3 under Purdy, if that's what happens?
And again, Steiny, I say, how's he look? Is he the reason you're losing? That's all?
Yes, he is the reason. He's one of the reasons you're losing because he's not as good as Mac Jones. Like, it's like, I mean, here's the bottom line. If he plays Sunday like he played against Seattle or Jacksonville,
they could easily lose.
Okay, and he'll have two touchdowns and two picks in the next two games, and they'll go 1-1. Like,
there'll be noise, and there'll be a lot of noise from the people and what we do, but I got to believe that powers to be, Donnie, know this dude's almost earned the right to stink a couple games. Okay. You know, if we want to go rust or what have you.
I'm just asking the question and knowing and trying to imagine, you know, the reaction if and when it happens. If Purdy comes back and they beat the Cardinals 31-14, then we're going to move on to Carolina and we're going to know Brock Purdy's the quarterback and we'll start to get some
semblance.
What
if he stinks it up against Carolina on Monday night?
Exactly.
In front of the world.
And you lose?
Yeah.
Well, then you're 7-5.
But what about what you're talking about, the noise? But now because he beat Arizona, that's a quiet on the set?
I'm not talking about one game at a time. I'm talking about, are you going to allow Brock Purdy to be the starting quarterback for the next 7 games?
Regardless, if he's healthy.
If they're dropping out of the playoff picture.
To me, yes, Donnie.
I'm not saying you're crazy. Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, okay, Kyle Shanahan better be
And Brock would have to be
pretty freaking tough.
And I'm going to say this, Donnie. He would have to play the worst football of his Niner career.
If he plays like he did last year, what if he plays like he did last year and they finish 2-5?
Well, again, we just had the discussion. You look at the numbers, he had more touchdowns and interceptions. And, you know, I didn't tell you it was his best year, but nobody said that he was the sole reason they were 6-11. And that's why it's so much, it's nuanced in regard to how they're losing the game. But for this sake of the discussion, you're saying we get bad Purdy. We would have to get horrible Purdy for him to get snatched up if he's healthy, not to quarterback the rest of this season. That I firmly believe.
But that's also, okay, assuming Purdy's
healthy
and he quarterbacks the next 5 or 6 games and they don't do as well, well then don't you look at, and you know, yeah, we'll look at the points in the offense, yeah. But let's say the offense is part of the problem. Well then you just watch Mac quarterback 6 games in a row, you just watch Purdy quarterback 6 games in a row, and guess what? Mac might have been better. Well, what do you do next year? Like if let's say Purdy ends the year and it's muted.
Mm.
Like he doesn't look great.
Right.
He doesn't look terrible. He just looks meh.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing at the end of the year? You gonna trade Mac? I don't know. This is why I think this is fascinating, because I think there's a million different scenarios that could happen from this depending on how things go now.
And
I'm saying is I just don't think it's as easy as, well, Brock's your quarterback and we'll live through him being terrible. And the reason I'm using an extreme here is because we've seen Mac Jones be pretty good.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that. We're radio hosts, right? So I believe I'm right in saying this, Donnie, that some of these athletes, they all hear the noise. But, you know, teams do not make decisions predicated on who's calling sports talk radio. But I know they hear it. And that's why I believe Brock, in that interview we played just an hour ago, brought up political. And I think that meant, you know, just talk radio, the fans, TV. But the bottom line is, why am I help me, Donnie, help me. I'm fixated on what it would look like after you – Brock Purdy saved your ass from the debacle that could have got many coaches fired, which was Trey Lance. And then you kind of turn around, him, give him the contract. And because he didn't look good for 7 games and was mid,
Injury-plagued
the guy
mid-year.
We're paying $4.5 or $5 million is better than the guy we put. I'm talking about what it would look like.
Well, I would
try to avoid that.
Well, this is
as
what,
much as possible if I were Kyle and John.
This is what blows my mind. You have said a couple times that you feel like Mac might be better than Brock.
And I stand on that.
Well, then, are you telling me if you were Kyle Shanahan and you really thought, you know what, Max, he's just a little better. He's just a little better. You'd then say, we got to lose Mac at the end of the year? Like, that to me goes against sports.
You're not going to like what I say.
Competition. You lost it. Like,
but what is that that decision of Brock's contract?
Figure it out. You made a mistake. Undo it somehow.
Well, you've gotten lucky a few times on that with Moody. And then you got this, the Trey Lance, which you lucked out and got your franchise quarterback. Steiny, he's not on his ninth life. That's why I feel like there's no scenario, no poor play that would cause Brock to look over his shoulder.
I'll just say it. With the remaining schedule that they have, and I get it, there could be extenuating circumstances, like the 49ers defense starts giving up 40 a game, and for the next, they give up 280 points in the next seven games. But I'm telling you right now, if all things are equal, and Brock Purdy takes over this team and quarterbacks the next seven games, they better make the playoffs. They better make the playoffs. Kyle Shanahan deserves the criticism and the second guessing.
Replacing your starting quarterback next year, though, Steiny.
Because
that will come.
Okay, fine. He quarterbacks the 49ers for the next seven games, Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
They don't make the playoffs. That means they go 3-4
and he's
or worse.
Mid. Let's just say he's mid.
So, like, he just comes back next year with Mac Jones and gets to play like that for how much longer? That's all I'm asking. And the problem is, you've seen Mac Jones be pretty good. Devin in the Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, my guys. How you guys doing, man?
It's Friday,
doing
baby.
Doing good, man. Thank you.
Man, I, brother. All right, look, I think you're not being fair, Goo.
To
I
who?
I think you're not being fair, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
I think you're not being fair because when I hear, right, and obviously we're speaking hypotheticals, but it's like, we know Mac isn't the reason, you know, for like that Rams loss, right, the recent one, or even the other loss. Like, Mac isn't the reason they're losing. We hear like, oh, it's the defense or this, this, and that. But like, you're giving Purdy the benefit of the doubt by like saying, like, if the Niners lose, like, it's, you think it most likely won't be Purdy's fault. But you're contradicting yourself because you're also giving yourself wiggle room by saying, well, he could be rusty or he could be hurt still. But it's like, these are the things you think about when you say, well, hell, do we put Mac back in? Like, if we have a chance to make it to the playoffs, there's a bigger chance Purdy kills that hope, right, than there is Mac loses it, personally, just due to the injury scare and due to the rust. Now, he could very well ball out against AB and cool. But I just want there to be fairness, man. I want whatever's bad for Mac, I need it to be bad for Purdy. And whatever's good for Purdy, I need it to be good for Mac. That's kind of where I'm going.
Hey, I like that. I like that. But I do have, just real quick, if I could jump in, D, I feel like you and Steiny are omitting and acting like what's already happened and is in the history books does not matter. And the only reason I bring that up is if I'm Kyle or John, let me tell you who I want my quarterback to be. The dude last year or this offseason, we put a ring on his finger. And the fact that he's taken us to a Super Bowl and two NFC championships, D, he's in a lead per se. I don't even think there's a contest, but that matters.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. You just said you don't even think there's a contest. You do, though, in your heart, you said.
No, if we get bad Brock for the rest of the season, I said.
But you,
I said the politics of the contract, there's nothing to see here. Have I not? I said that to you.
Right.
But, I'm going to give you two things.
All right.
Two things real quick. I'm going to get off, right? One. When we hear that Purdy led the Niners, right? I you know what I don't like hearing? I hear from this radio show that CMC had one of the best running back seasons ever.
I know where you're going.
He was phenomenal, right? But then we say Purdy led the Niners. We're also remembering Purdy was the starting quarterback when when George Kittle wasn't as old, when Trent was playing better, when Debo was balling out, when Ayuk was put. That's when Purdy was good, but none of those variables still remain outside of CMC being good. That's one. And two, you're an old school guy, and I love you, Goo. You remember, what is it, A Different World?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the wedding scene. I think that's what we got here. The wedding scene where Dwayne Wade is like, I object. That's Purdy, that's Kyle Shanahan, and that's Mac Jones. I object. They did put a ring. They proposed, but they're not married yet. And they will figure out a way if they truly believe Mac is better. Wow. I love you.
Yep. Thanks, Devin. Appreciate the call.
And that was the scene, Stoney, where they were getting married, and Jasmine guy, Kadeem Harrison, stopped the wedding and confessed his love. But,
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think this contract bodes well for Brock Purdy and what he's done. And I get things have changed, and Mac was playing without some of the luxuries that Brock had. But, man.
Sports Talk on 95.7. The game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let me tell you what Brock Purdy better not do.
Mm.
And I was thinking about the similarity between the Warriors and the 49ers. And let me tell you what's going to be the bit. He better not turn the ball over. Brock Purdy better not turn it over, because Mac Jones, through six games, has been pretty solid in ball security. Mm. So that's another thing. And you know, like, Kyle likes when you follow the scheme, do what you're supposed to do. So let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, happy Friday.
Back at you.
Real quick, Stoney, Finch is becoming my favorite coach. Did you see him on the Zach Lowe show?
Hey, man, look, we don't play this crap. Yes, I saw him, and thank you for bringing it up. So proud of him.
He was hilarious. Oh, that shot at JJ was great.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Guru. I'm with you on there's nothing to see here, and I think people are forgetting – Brock Purdy won that game against the Seahawks. That's a top 10 defense in the NFL. Mac hasn't won a game. Tell me the game this year that Mac went out and won. He has managed games. He has LaDainian Tomlinson and Marshall Faulk back there, which last year everyone keeps talking about Purdy. He didn't have that and was still a top 10 quarterback, and his turnovers come from doing too much. So I think Purdy's the starting quarterback. I said it last Friday. Kyle's probably licking his chops, waiting to get the best player in that position back, so he can maybe do something now, because they're 6-4 and they've been going pretty good with these injuries. So I don't think there's a quarterback controversy at all. Unless he gets hurt, he's not going to come out of the starting quarterback rotation.
I'm with you, Christian.
Thanks, Christian. Appreciate the call.
And Stoney, I also think this, because it goes up, it fluctuates. But I was thinking to myself, let's just say you're right, or the people out there that are right that have insinuated that Kyle's digging the quarterback play from Mac a little more than he would be Brock. There's a way you could finesse, I believe, a way to get Mac still, like, to have Mac quarterback this Sunday. Like, if you wanted to, if you were really infatuated with what Mac was doing and kind of wanted to delay or hit the pause button on Brock's return, I feel like there's a way you could lightweight, and I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Finesse. You know what, Brock, take another week off so I can enjoy this ride that is the Mac Jones quarterback show. And the fact that Brock's back just with, I feel better, he's back in. I'm kind of like.
Well, he was kind of, they thought about playing him last week, okay, but they didn't, like, it's okay. The Rams are really good.
All right.
And they probably didn't want to bring him back against the Rams, but now he's got four, you know, fish ahead of him, three at least. Like, there's just some, like, here's the way I look at it a lot is there's just some essentials about sports that
I like that.
We must adhere to certain things. And one thing we must adhere to is regardless of money, you must play the better player. You have to. If it becomes apparent that Mac Jones is better than Purdy, but Purdy's the starting quarterback, the team will have a problem with it. So I'm not saying Mac Jones is better than Purdy, but I'm saying if Purdy's quarterbacking at a level that doesn't reach the standard that Mac Jones has set this year, well, what's the team supposed to do then? What, you know, we always talk about, well, what do you owe Christian McCaffrey? You didn't get any reinforcements in here. He's probably bummed. Okay, well, what about if in that locker room there are whispers that they're clicking with Mac?
So I hear that, and it sounds like you and Devin in the Uber are not giving any credence or respect. And tell me if I'm wrong, Stoney. So we got a guy that's been here in Brock Purdy 2 years, had two pretty good seasons up until last season. We decided to make him our franchise quarterback, and we're going to let 8 games where Mac Jones or they went 5-3 dictate if Brock comes back rusty from this, let's just say he's mid, these next 7 games, that's enough 5-3 Mac Jones to supersede a Super Bowl visit, a NFC championship visit? Like, I don't, like, that's not enough Mac Jones to supplant what we've seen of Brock.
Well, this is great. This is great because you're telling me what Brock, and this is under the assumption that Brock Purdy doesn't quarterback well this year.
Yeah, me.
That's unbelievable. So you're gonna bank on something that happened 3 or 4 years ago as more important than what's happened the last 2 years. That to me is lunacy. Mm. It's possible that they paid Brock Purdy all this money and Mac Jones might be better. I'm not willing to say that yet, but many fans have already said that. And if Kyle Shanahan ever believes it, then he's got to act on it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm also just not a big fan of, he got paid. Here's what I hate.
Yeah.
This one I hate.
No, tell.
This one I hate. You know, Mac's been pretty good. And next year, you know, Brock will be this and that. But let's get rid of Mac because it might be a circus and Brock will feel that.
Stoney, that's happened in many places.
Well, then you know what? He shouldn't be your quarterback in the first place. Mm. If he can't handle a little pressure, and I don't believe that. I believe Purdy can handle that and wouldn't think twice about it.
Now, what do you call that? A guy that's your equal, or some say it might be better than you? Because I, as a starting quarterback, I wouldn't want that dude on my team. I know he can't go to the mic and say that, but man, I want there to be rank. I'm your dude for better or for worse, and all this crap. And I'm not. And he played it perfectly when they asked about Mac Jones and the job he's done, and he did it perfect. And I believe he believes that. But Stoney, we know it's politics. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder if I throw 3 picks and I'm in a slump, and everybody's clamoring for. And we know this. A quarterback, who's everybody's best friend, a fan's best friend, is the backup quarterback.
If he throws 3 quarterbacks, what gives him the right to expect to be the starter? Like, that's the other thing. Okay, you paid him, you made a decision. That doesn't mean he has a license to go out and stink.
I'm not saying that,
You owe it to your football team. And that's all I mean. Like, that's what I mean. I mean, if you're going to bring Brock Purdy back and this team's 6-4, and they go 6-5, and then 6-6, and then 6-7, and then 7-7, and then 7-8, and then 7-9. buckle up. That's all.
But basically, if you, because we got to keep it real here, if you're Brock Purdy, buckle up, because you might not be Elliot Ness and untouchable like Guru thinks you are, even because of your contract, and you were okay these last seven games.
I mean,
and let's just say he only makes two of the next seven because he gets hurt. There's a lot of things on this Rubik's Cube that could go wrong. I don't want to hate, but I'm just saying, what if somehow he only quarterbacks two of the next seven because a flare-up happens with turf toe?
Well, then you know what? When we come in next year, there may be a quarterback competition. And you know what else Kyle Shanahan can do? He can do the exact same thing he did with Jimmy Garoppolo and say, it's a durability issue. And he can lie that way. Mm. Because we know with Garoppolo, that was only a small part of the story. I'm got to play the best players. Or you lose credibility in your locker room. Every coach knows it.
Yeah.
That's tough. Sometimes tough decisions got to be made. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy coming back Sunday. What do you expect from him? What are you willing to live with, if that's the way to put it? You expect him to not skip a beat. And I don't even know what that means because, you know, he's been a different quarterback the last year and a half. How much different? I don't know. You tell me. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment also brought to you by Alameda County.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.